Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad, and with me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you as always. Was Santa good to you this year?
Oh, he was, and he brought me plenty of pie and sweets to eat, which is why I'm ready to take a nap right now.
Yeah, well, see if you can make it through the show, but I know the feeling of taking a nap, and we've got Doug Murdick's fudge here from Traverse City, Michigan, and boy, is that stuff good. Let's outline what we're going to talk about, Chris, because I thought this holiday week might be a light news week, but it doesn't seem to be so. Santa has filled the stockings of muscle car fans this week. Chevrolet has announced the official figures for its 2025 Corvette ZR1. They're mind-boggling. They're mind-blowing. Take me way back to my Motor Trend days. Stellantis has announced it will continue to market the Hemi-equipped 2025 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. And coincidentally, that is the test vehicle I have for this week. What an odd coincidence that is. There's also an important shakeup at Ram Trucks, with one vehicle delayed and another being emphasized. We'll have the details on that. And we'll take a quick look at the North American Car of the Year contender, the 2025 Honda Civic Hybrid. I had one of those in my driveway recently. So there's a lot more news this week than we might have guessed, right?
Yeah, it's a busy end to 2024. It's a little surprising.
Yeah, definitely too. That Ram news is interesting. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. And each week we get together to talk about cars and the car industry. What's your road test vehicle this week, Chris?
I spent the week driving the 2025 Acura MDX Type S. It's their performance-oriented SUV, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, we've got two performance SUVs in this show. It's kind of crazy because my test car this week is the 2025 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. I'll tell you all about that in the show. So we also have a terrific guest for you. Maggie Clark is a Toyota product specialist. We caught up with her to talk about the new Crown Signia and the Land Cruiser for 2025. I'm sure you'll enjoy our conversation with her coming up. Very knowledgeable person there. So we have a ton of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd and Chris Teague with you, and it is news time, and some impressive news out there in what we thought might be a light news week, and this news about the Corvette ZR1, they're announcing performance figures for this thing. For one thing, this thing has 1,000 horsepower, 1,064 horsepower from its twin-turbocharged 5.5-liter V8 engine. I mean, that's an astonishing horsepower number from a Corvette number one, right, Chris?
It is. You know, it's really interesting to watch the progression from the rear-wheel drive seventh generation car. They kind of hit the limit of what they could do with that, and they moved to a mid-engine setup, and it just seems like the sky's the limit. They're on their, third or fourth upgrade on the powertrain by now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a mind blower. This takes me back to my days at Motor Trend. We used to do top speed tests all the time, and the Corvette there was straining to do 190 miles an hour or something like that on the top end. This is supposedly capable of topping out at 233 miles an hour. 233 miles an hour is just kind of crazy for a street car here. A 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I think we're going to start seeing a lot of YouTube videos of people sliding off the road in these cars because I think it's a lot for many people to handle. But man, I saw the specs when they came out and I just said, I wish I could afford one was the only thing I could think about.
Yeah, I'm not sure this old body could take 2.5 seconds 0 to 60. I think the blood would rush from my head and I think bad things might happen. And I think maybe some bad things are going to happen, but geez, the performance out of this thing is just unbelievable. Super car performance versus any car that's priced under $1 million, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's an expensive car, but if you compare it to the numbers that it puts up against Ferraris and Lamborghinis, it's actually kind of a bargain still. So I'm actually very happy that they've come out with this, and they're going to come out with another one after this, so we'll see how it goes, but I'm excited to see all of it.
Yeah. Nothing like Corvettes. I love them. I go way back with them. And let me tell you, my 62 Corvette has nothing like 1,000 horsepower. I think it has something like 300 horsepower on a good day. Here's some good news from Dodge, too. And it concerns the vehicle we're road testing this week, the Dodge Durango, which has kind of always been one of my favorites. Maybe I'm just some kind of weird Luddite throwback or something. But, I've always liked the Durango with the V8 engine. Before I even dive into this, what's your take on that, Chris?
Yeah, the Durango with the V8, they've offered two or three different versions of it, but I've driven them all and they're all fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, just something likable about them. They're sticking with the 710 horsepower, only 710 horsepower, not 1,000, from the Durango SRT Hellcat. Maybe a more accessible vehicle is the 5.7-liter Hemi Durango RT. That's the one I might actually buy. Then they have all these special edition models. I mean, heaven knows, Dodge likes to do that, but there are four of them: the Hellcat Brass Monkey, the Hellcat Hammerhead, the Hellcat Silver Bullet, which I think is the newest one, and the 20th Anniversary Edition. I mean, I think you are maybe a bit skeptical about the special editions. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yes, I view all these as kind of milking as much out of this train as you possibly can. But look, the Durango is almost 14, 15 years old at this point in time. They've sold enough Hellcats that they got to be printing money on every one that they make. So good for them. I'm a little sad they did away with the 392 for 2025. That was my sort of favorite V8 in the lineup. But the RT and the SRT Hellcat are more than enough for most people.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Of course, they're now switching over to the all-electric Charger that we drove, I think, in last week's show, talked about in last week's show. And then, of course, they have this twin-turbo i6 Hurricane engine, just 3 liters, but tons of horsepower. So they're going in a bunch of interesting directions, I think, there. Meanwhile, things are a bit difficult at their parent company, Stellantis, and maybe they're difficult at Dodge for that matter, but... This is what's going on with Ram. They've delayed their electric pickup truck. It's almost getting to be like, even why bother? Maybe in my mind. What are your thoughts about that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, they announced it 2023. I think they announced the truck, and they said 2025, and now they're pushing that back. Look, the Ram Charger is an interesting truck with the range extended EV and everything, but I think, you know, yeah, why bother at this point in time?
Yeah. I mean, this range extender, what they're going to emphasize is this Ram Charger, which has the range extender. I find this amusing that the 3.6 liter V6 is being portrayed as a backup generator. I mean, it is powering a lot of their vehicles completely these days, including things like the Grand Cherokee. So it's not exactly just a generator motor. But the Ram Charger will have a 92 kilowatt hour battery, 145 miles of electric only range, which I think is pretty interesting. I mean, most times you can go a very long commute and maybe spend several days before recharging, and a total of 690 miles of overall range. This is kind of a change in course for them. What do you think about this range extender idea?
Well, I think, like I said, I think it's an innovative idea, but, you know, it's been around a while. Obviously, Chevy did it with the Volt a long time ago, and we had the BMW i3. But I can see how this could be kind of a boon, right? So you're cutting out some of the expensive, heavy batteries, and you're replacing them with a known commodity, which in this case is the 3.6 liter V6. If it helps them keep the price down and keep volume up, then I think it's a good thing. It is a little odd that the electric range is so short to begin with, but I'll reserve judgment until I've driven it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure whether I would describe that electric range as short or just okay. I mean, if you look at it, this thing as kind of a plug-in hybrid, I guess it's not a plug-in, but it is in a lot of ways like that in terms of having electric-only range and then a gas engine to go on from there. 145 miles strikes me as being pretty good, but it's all in how you look at it, right? One of the things I think is cool is that Tim Kaniskis, who has been on the show several times, has now been brought in to lead Ram trucks. He had formerly been at Dodge and is a big-time performance guy. That should shake things up a bit there, right?
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, they've got the inline six, the high output version coming out. So, you know, they still have some performance aspirations, even though the TRX is gone and, you know, they've gone back to the six cylinders. But it'll be interesting to see where they are a year from now.
Yeah, absolutely true. Let's talk about the Civic hybrid models. I think they're pretty cool stuff from Honda. The 2025 Civic hybrid is a contender for North American Car of the Year. It's one of the top three finalists. I had one in my driveway recently. It's got a two-motor hybrid system that generates 200 horsepower, so pretty strong, and a lot of torque. Of course, these hybrid powertrains have a lot of torque because electric motors are torque monsters. This is probably the most powerful Civic with the exception of the Type R. What's your take on this vehicle?
I like Honda's approach to hybrids. You know, they make their hybrid vehicles a little bit more fun to drive than the gas version. So I haven't driven the Civic hybrid, but, you know, I can only imagine that it is well-balanced and fun to drive.
You got it. I mean, you don't even have to drive the vehicle to road test it, Chris. You kind of nailed it. It has a specialized spring and on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen tuning. It rides really well, but it corners well. It's a fun to drive car. A lot of people, I think, are having difficulty getting their arms around a performance hybrid, or the hybrids being the performance versions of a lot of these cars. But those of us like you, you and I, who are in these a lot of the times, we get it, don't we?
Yeah, they do it. Like I said, they do a good job. It doesn't feel all that different from the gas version in terms of being refined. And, you know, there's no funky regenerative brake pedal feel. They do a good job at throttle tuning. So I'm on board with it. You know, a lot of people snuff hybrids. But as you mentioned, that the electric motor does make it a lot more thrilling to drive.
Yeah. Fuel economy is through the roof. I think this thing gets something like 50 miles per gallon of fuel economy. And one of the nice things, too, about these Honda hybrids recently, and I think Toyota's doing the same thing, is they're not, they don't have a giant premium to get the hybrid. You're getting this kind of incredible fuel economy with not much penalty up front. The payback period, I think, is probably fairly rapid. That's a good thing too, isn't it?
Yeah, the regular hybrids can be a lot better value. People buy, you know, plug-in hybrids and EVs thinking that they're going to save money on gas and it's going to balance out. But as we've talked about many times, it could take years and maybe even longer than you own the vehicle to do that. So these affordable hybrids are a good choice.
Right. Nissan has changed up its pricing for its Ariya. I think it's up a little bit, but it's thrown a lot more equipment at it. And I think maybe this is in reaction to a story we had last week about the BZ4X from Toyota. Quick thoughts about this Nissan BEV.
I think Nissan needs to move all the vehicles it can. So the EV moving is a good thing for them. So yeah, and to stay competitive with Toyota, it's a good idea.
Right. When we come back, we will be road testing some pretty cool vehicles, the Acura MDX Type S, and I was driving the aforementioned Dodge Durango. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you for road test time. And we have some performance three-row SUVs for you. Go figure. One would have thought that didn't even exist, right, Chris? But it is quite the case, and you were driving a very cool one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that is the case. And despite the fact that mine has one of the smaller third rows that I've experienced, it is a three-row SUV, and it is performance-oriented. But taking a step back, you can get this vehicle starting at $51,200. That's for the front-wheel drive version with the base V6 engine. The version I tested started at more than $76,000. So there is a big price gulf there between the standard and the Type S with the engine that I tested. Jack, when was the last time you drove the MDX, and what do you think about it?
I've always liked the MDX. Of course, it's been one of the 800-pound gorillas in that segment, right? I mean, if you wanted a fairly affordable luxury brand SUV, certainly the MDX was right there. Sales have been very, very strong. It has that Acura kind of feel to it. I like the vehicle a lot.
I do too. The base engine in this thing is one that we talked about, I think, either last week or the week before when I reviewed the Honda Odyssey. It's the very tried and true, very well-tested 3.5 liter V6. Here it makes 290 horsepower, 267 pound-feet of torque. The version I tested, though, comes with a slightly smaller V6. It's a 3.0 liter with a turbocharger. This one makes 355 horsepower, 354 pound-feet of torque, making the 0 to 60 sub 6 seconds. So you're looking at a three-row SUV that'll do 0 to 60 in around 5.6 seconds. Both engines get a 10-speed automatic transmission. Mine came standard with all-wheel drive. Jack, this is a very quick SUV. I think either of these V6 engines, I've driven them both. They're both very refined, very smooth. And I like how you can hear them, but they're not overbearing. So the turbocharged engine, you can hear the turbocharger, you can hear the engine, but it doesn't intrude into the cabin and make it feel like you're riding in an old muscle car or something that is just trying to be too shouty. The thing here that I don't love is the 10-speed automatic transmission. As we've talked about, sometimes with the way Honda and Acura tune their transmissions, what you end up with is a ton of shifting and shuffling around at low speeds before you kind of get up into the gears a little bit. And that's true here too, but if you're driving quickly, that's not really an issue. This vehicle came with adaptive dampers, so you have the ability to raise and lower. It has an entry setting and an exit setting, and then also a performance mode. And what you get there is great handling in the corners with a good ride quality over the bumpy sort of nastiness that we have here in Maine. And you probably don't have in Southern California so much, but the roads here do get pretty
Chris.
Rough. Yeah. I think belly aching about your roads is one of the national pastimes of America. But the steering is very direct. It's very confident. And the brakes, I love the brake feel in this vehicle. They're very strong. You know, you're not going to rip your face off coming to a stop, but you know that you're putting the brakes on. And they're very linear and easy to predict. So you're not going to end up locking them up or not braking enough as you want to. Inside, my vehicle came with, it was a dark blue outside with a navy blue leather interior, Jack. And I have to tell you, I think this is one of the better looking interiors in the class. What do you think about the MDX's cabin?
I think they've come a long way. There was a time when Acura really wasn't very luxurious in terms of interiors. I mean, they were kind of, you know, gussied up Hondas and not all that gussied up. I think they've come a long way because the competition has come a long way with that too. And I think they're doing a very nice job. And I think these are well-tailored interiors. And, you know, they look luxurious, which I think makes some sense.
They do. The leather is not just a stitched leather seat. It has interesting patterns and it's a nice color, as I mentioned, the navy blue. This is perforated Milano premium leather. Now, I couldn't tell you what that means in terms of that versus a regular leather, but it feels very nice. It looks great. The Type S comes with heated and ventilated front seats. You get a leather-wrapped steering wheel, a heated steering wheel, second-row sunshades, and mine came with captain's chairs in the second row, and then you get the third-row seat. So the front seats in this vehicle are surprisingly wide, even for my overweight American-sized rear end, and there's plenty of space. And the thing I like about it is it's very ergonomic, so if you're reaching for a button or seeing a screen, everything is sort of canted and oriented towards the driver, so it's very easy to use and see. The second row is also very roomy. I think the second row bench bench or second row buckets, excuse me, even though they're heated, they're not quite as well padded as the front. So if you have adults, you know, you want to take care of them, somebody you really love, put them in the front seat. Your kids will be just fine back there. Mine didn't have any issue. And then with the third row folded flat, you get a good amount of cargo space. I think it's up to 39.1 cubic feet in the way back, as we call it. So a good road trip car here. You get a 12.3-inch touchscreen as well. It's got Google built in, which I really like. We've talked about the features that that brings with it. You get Google Maps, Play Store features. You also get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Bluetooth, HD radio, and the full suite. My vehicle came with the ELS stereo system, which is Acura's upgraded. I'm sorry, it's not ELS in this vehicle anymore. It's Bang & Olufsen. I can correct myself, but it is very nice. It sounds great. You get 31 speakers in the top trim, so I don't think you'll be wanting for more volume in this vehicle. And then we have the full suite of safety features, blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, and everything else. Jack, I think $70,000+ is quite a bit for a vehicle. I think it's a little bit too rich for my taste, but for what you get, I think a lot of people would be very happy with this.
Yeah, I think they've done a nice job with it, and I think they continue to do that. I mean, the competition gets better and better, and I think now they're facing the Lexus TX as a three-row, as a major competitor that they didn't face before. But certainly, if you want something that's fun to drive, the Acura MDX is more fun to drive, I think, than the TX. I think the TX is more commodious, right? It's got more interior space and that kind of thing, maybe more luxurious. But I think the MDX remains a very, very good vehicle.
I agree.
Well, let's talk about the Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. I mean, oddly, I had this vehicle in Chicago. We took a quick road trip to Chicago, and I was driving around the Chicago area, my old stomping grounds, in just this rocket ship of a car. And at the same time, it also acts as just a pretty good three-row SUV. It's not the most roomy of three-row SUVs, but it will hold 6-7 passengers without any difficulty. And another thing is, it will tow. I didn't tow a boat, but it's rated to tow up to 8,700 pounds. So it's kind of amazing from that point of view. This, of course, has a big Hemi V8 engine, which we've even announced on the show, are being phased out by Dodge and by Stellantis. But they're sticking around, as we reported earlier in this show, for at least another year, so you gotta like that. At the heart is a 6.2-liter V8, 710 horsepower. Boom. You know, I'm banging my forehead with that. 645 pound-feet of torque. I mean, it's like a track, you know, something to tow a semi-trailer with, that kind of thing. Has an 8-speed automatic transmission and sends the power to all four wheels, because that's the only way to get this thing to hook up. You probably just spin tires like crazy if you were trying to do that otherwise. It also has good stuff like Brembo brakes, adaptive dampers, so 20-inch wheels with Pirelli all-season tires, P0 tires are available. This is just one amazing vehicle, I think. It hit 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds. I mean... A lot to like here, right, Chris?
Yeah, it is surprising how well the V8 engine makes that SUV move. Even the smaller V8s make it very quick. But the Hellcat and even the Dodge, so the Dodge Durango and then the Jeep Cherokee, both of those SUVs have done very well with the Hellcat. So I drove one a while ago, and I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, super fun. At the same time, it operates like a three-row SUV, a lot to like. We mentioned the towing already. Inside, pretty accommodating, not the roomiest, but it has cool things like a flat-bottom steering wheel to give you that sporty feel. It has Nappa leather and micro suede seats. So it has that going for it, a three-row layout, pretty roomy in the back. This is a vehicle that is kind of a traditional SUV as opposed to a crossover SUV, as the MDX is, so not quite as roomy because of its architecture. It does have really good tech, though. Of course, you and I think, are both big fans of Uconnect. This has Uconnect in a 10.1-inch touchscreen with wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and it's got physical knobs. That's one of the nice things about a somewhat older vehicle. I mean, we're right on board for that, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, I love being able to know where my finger is going to touch and know exactly what it's going to do when I touch it.
Yeah, so all that's good. I think it's a nice combination of stuff. I mean, in SRT form, this is a very expensive vehicle. It's a six-figure-plus vehicle. And maybe that's an awful lot for a vehicle that says Dodge on the front, among other things. I mean, it certainly has the performance, but it is also a Dodge. It does have a lot of standard driver aids, adaptive cruise control, forward collision warning, lane departure warning, blind spot monitoring, automatic emergency braking are standard. So all of that is very useful, you know, very worthwhile. It's kind of laughable to talk about the EPA ratings, the mileage ratings. 12 miles per gallon in the city, 17 on the highway. I mean, think of that, Chris. I mean, that takes us back to 1975.
Yeah, that's only a little bit better than my 1971 Cutlass that I started driving. But I imagine those numbers probably half if you have a trailer in tow.
Yeah, I mean, just mind-blowing. Like we say, it's pricey, $105,000 for a base vehicle. It'll go up to $115,000 or more with the special editions like the Silver Bullet. It has a good audio system, as we mentioned, and a bunch of positive stuff, but, you know, it's a Dodge. Nothing particularly special about its warranty coverage, so, but this seems like a fairly stout vehicle. I mean, what are your parting shots on this? Is it one to look at or one to pass by?
I mean, 100K for a Durango or a Dodge, yeah, I agree with that. I think if you like a performance SUV and you need to be able to tow, this is kind of one of the best games in town. It's still cheaper than a Porsche Cayenne of a similar ilk. You know, you're going to be paying almost $200,000 for one of those, and you don't get a third row with a Cayenne either. So, yeah, I mean, I've always liked the Durango. I have a soft spot for it. Yeah, I rag on Dodge for coming out with 35 special editions when they're doing this, but I'm glad to see the V8 sticking around for another year.
Yeah, I kind of like the reverse snobbery of having a Dodge instead of a Mercedes-Benz or Porsche. I think there's something kind of cool about that, that you have a Dodge that will blow a lot of those vehicles away. So maybe I like that and wave the American flag a little bit. I mean, certainly those vehicles from the Germans are pretty cool as well.
Yep, they are.
Yeah. So in any case, there is that vehicle. We have two performance three-row vehicles, something we never thought would even exist, but there they are. And something that does exist, too, is a terrific guest that we have for you coming up. Maggie Clark is Toyota product specialist. We caught up with her to talk about the new Crown Signia, I think a vehicle that Chris Teague has a special affinity for, and, of course, the Land Cruiser. So I think you'll enjoy our conversation with her coming up. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
Two large sides and three sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nerad with you, and we're at the Los Angeles Auto Show in the Toyota booth, and with me is the charming Maggie Clark, a Toyota product expert. And we're going to talk about various products, but I think Toyota Crown Signia is the first thing we're going to talk about. Give us the basics on that vehicle, would you?
Sure, happy to. Well, thanks so much for having me, Jack. I'm happy to be here, and thanks so much for all of you tuning in. We have a wonderful display here at the Los Angeles Auto Show for Toyota this year, and our Crown Signia is behind Jack and I, and we have two models here. We have the XLE and the Limited. Those are the two models that it comes in, and it is a fantastic vehicle because it has such a rich heritage and history with Toyota. The word crown is so important to the Toyota lineup in general. We have our Crown Sedan, which disappeared from the lineup here in the United States.
Right, it goes way back though, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. It came into the United States in the 1950s, and then it disappeared in the 70s.
Yeah, I came into the United States in the 1950s myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so we have that in common.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Toyota decided to bring it back because Crown is sold globally. Mm-hmm. And Toyota said, you know what, we need to bring it back to the United States. So they decided to expand on that important Crown lineup by adding a small crossover SUV. So that is what the Crown Signia is. And it is an exciting vehicle because it is an all-wheel drive only vehicle and a hybrid only vehicle.
Right. It kind of is, I think, the successor to the Venza, or is the Venza still in the lineup? Because
2024 is the last year of the Venza,
right.
And the Venza and the Crown Signia do have similar dimensions, so it is taking the place of the Venza.
Yeah. My co-host on the radio show and I have jokes about Venza because I used to make fun of him because he loved the Venza, and then it turns out I ended up loving the Venza too. So
the Venza's great.
Yeah, and this kind of continues in that tradition of semi-sedan, exactly what a crossover would be, semi-SUV. With the best attributes of both, right?
Absolutely. You have a lot of cargo capacity. You sit up higher than a sedan, so you have great visibility. Your second row passengers are comfortable. And now you have a hybrid powertrain, so you're getting excellent gas mileage in an all-wheel drive crossover vehicle.
Yeah. What are the advantages of all-wheel drive in this vehicle? It's not an off-roading type vehicle.
Correct. Right. Correct. So when we talk about all-wheel drive, that's opposed to four-wheel drive, right? So a four-wheel drive vehicle, you would find that in a really big truck-based SUV or a truck. But when we talk about all-wheel drive, that is going to be in a car-based vehicle or SUV in this case. And that will send 50% of your power to the rear wheels if your vehicle detects slippage. Mm-hmm. So with Toyota vehicles, we have electronically controlled all-wheel drive, so you don't have to worry about it as the driver. The vehicle itself.
I have enough to worry about.
Exactly. Yeah. The vehicle itself will send power to those rear wheels when needed. So you don't have to press a button or flip a switch. It's very user friendly. And that would be ideal in slippery, wet conditions. So not really something that we need as much in Southern California. But
although when it gets wet here, it gets very slippery, doesn't it?
That is true. I think it can be advantageous anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You feel more connected to the road. It's a good thing. Hybrid, so very good fuel economy. Describe that a little bit.
Absolutely.
More.
So Toyota is known for its hybrids. We have more hybrids than any other manufacturer. We have more electrified vehicles than any other manufacturer. Now we're going to have 19 electrified vehicles. But when we talk about that, we're talking about hybrid, plug-in hybrid, battery electric vehicles, and fuel cell electric vehicles.
Yeah.
But hybrids alone, we have over 15. So when we talk about that, that means that you don't have to plug the vehicle in. It charges itself using regenerative braking.
Right.
So you just drive the vehicle like a regular car, you go to the gas station less often, and you save money on gas.
Yeah, and a significant amount of money, right?
Certainly. So the way it works is your vehicle uses regenerative braking.
Yeah.
So every time the vehicle slows down or you decelerate, it charges up that battery, and that battery provides electricity to the electric motor.
That used to be just wasted energy, right? It would
go
out as heat, but now...
Right. It's very efficient.
The vehicle can capture, so that's great stuff.
Right. So when we're talking about the MPG for the Crown Signia, we're averaging 38 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
In
so very, very impressive.
Crossover vehicle,
yeah.
Large vehicle.
Five-passenger vehicle with a lot of cargo space.
Right.
Talk about the infotainment system. Those are so important now. I know Toyota has kind of upgraded recently, right?
Certainly, Toyota has. We now have a new Toyota multimedia system that is designed by Toyota engineers, and it's great. It works seamlessly with your own device. We have over-the-air updates for the technology. I personally have a RAV4 hybrid. And a few months ago, I received an over-the-air update that allowed all of my cameras to turn on whenever my vehicle slowed down less than 10 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I was getting this incredible 360-degree view, and I didn't have to go to a dealership to have that activated. It just, one day, it was like a gift. All of a sudden, I had this brand new, exciting technology in my vehicle. So I do love that. Also, there's Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So if you have a phone with either of those technologies, and you can
most
easily connect.
Too,
yeah. And then have everything seamlessly on your head unit there. So that is really great.
Right. What else do you like about the Crown Signia? I think I'm going to road test one starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
So. You are going to love it. There are many things that I love about the Crown Signia. First of all, it is very popular because of its cargo capacity. Mm. If you lay the second row seats down flat, you get 6.5 feet of cargo length. So, Jack, if you feel like you want to spend the night in your Crown Signia while you have it, I think you'd be pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Sure,
how tall are you?
About 5'11".
Oh, you'll have plenty of room.
Yeah. I'll have a couple inches to spare,
you
right?
Will,
yeah.
You will. You can put a mattress back there.
Yeah. I could blankets. Extend my toes if I wanted to, and it would be fun.
Exactly. So there you go. So that's a really great advantage, having all that cargo space. And then also the fact that it tows. It tows 2,700 pounds, something that the Venza did not do. The Venza did not tow.
Right. And that's impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Other vehicles here, I mean... The Land Cruiser is back,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's got to be exciting for you as a spokesperson for Toyota. Tell us about that.
Certainly. Very exciting that the Land Cruiser is back. Like the Toyota Crown, it has such a rich history. It also came to the United States in the late 1950s, one of the first Toyotas to come out. And it is an icon. It's an off-roading icon. And we were really sad when it left the market. But it did seem to need an overhaul because it got very expensive. It was over $80,000. Toyota wasn't necessarily selling a whole lot of them in the United States. And now it starts at $56,000.
Right.
So it's much more accessible.
Kind of been right-sized. It's
yeah,
a bit smaller.
It is smaller.
Is there a three-row version? I don't think there is.
There is no
right?
three-row yeah. available right. in the United States. A lot of people are saying it's like the Land Cruiser Prado that we see in other countries. Mm. But it is an off-roading beast.
It is
ready to go. It is ready to off-road, overland, whatever you want to do with it. But it's also really great for on-road driving. For your adventures with your family, with your friends. It is a really great vehicle. It's a lot of fun to drive.
Right, right. Very purposeful looking vehicle, too.
Yes.
Kind of masculine in a way. How do you feel about that?
You know, there's two different looks to it. So the first is a retro look, mm-hmm. which has round headlights. Mm-hmm. And then the second has rectangular headlights.
Yeah.
And personally, I prefer the rectangular headlights
do
one.
You? Okay.
I feel like that is a little more modern, elevated look.
Yeah. Maybe and that's why I like the round headlights.
There
because
you go.
I'm not modern or elevated.
Oh. Yeah. I think you're elevated, Jack. That's funny.
Yeah. Certainly not modern, though.
A few things that set it apart, right. though, is the fact that it is full-time four-wheel drive and that it is a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's a hybrid, you're getting a four-cylinder turbo hybrid. But it's, again, not a plug-in hybrid, so you don't plug it in.
Right.
So it's giving you a lot of horsepower and torque, but it's giving you better gas mileage than you would have with a V6.
Right. And Toyota's doing this with a lot of their vehicles, right?
Yeah.
They're going all hybrid. Camry is all hybrid, for example.
That's right.
And so you're getting that the benefits of a hybrid basically at the base price of the vehicle, right? Because there's
absolutely
nothing below that.
Yeah, that's true. The base model is a hybrid. So mm-hmm. With the 4Runner, for example, the 4Runner, you do have the option of getting the gas model, which is called the iForce, or the hybrid, which is the iForce Max. And that's also the same with the Tacoma and the Tundra.
Right.
But
right.
with the Land Cruiser, they're all hybrid.
Yeah, and Tacoma's fairly new too, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty new for this year.
We have overhauled our whole truck lineup in the past few years, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So of all of the vehicles on the stand, on the Toyota stand, and cost was no object, like they were going to give you one of them, which one would you go for?
That is a great question. Like I said, I have a RAV4 hybrid. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's actually my second one because I've enjoyed it so much. I have been lucky enough to test drive a lot of the vehicles. I really enjoy the new Prius. I think it looks fantastic. But one vehicle that is personally very close to my heart is the Toyota Mirai. That's our hydrogen fuel cell vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So personally, I've been working with that vehicle since it made its debut at the Consumer Electronics Show in, I want to say, January 2014 as the Toyota fuel cell vehicle concept.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing it evolve, it's now in its second generation.
Right.
Talking to owners, talking to drivers, seeing the hydrogen infrastructure grow in California, it's just been really exciting. And I think that the technology is unbelievable. And I would like to see more fuel cell vehicles out there in the world.
Yeah, I think it would be terrific, wouldn't it? I mean, you know some of the advantages. Why don't you tick off some of the advantages
of fuel cell vehicles? Sure. So for those of you watching who don't know, a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle is a zero emission vehicle like a battery electric vehicle, but it uses hydrogen as fuel. So you have to go to a special gas station that carries hydrogen. You fuel it into your car. It takes only 5 minutes.
It's like filling up with gas.
Exactly. And then you have a driving range of over 400 miles. So the advantage over an electric vehicle is that you have a longer driving range and a shorter refueling time, still getting zero emissions. However, it is difficult to find a hydrogen fueling station in some areas.
Right.
So
in most areas, to be honest. Yeah.
Sure. So it's really recommended to only have this vehicle if you live or work close to at least two stations in case one goes down.
Right.
But it's fantastic technology. The vehicle drives like a dream. It feels like a V6 engine, great low-end acceleration, great torque. It's a very smooth, comfortable ride and very safe.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's electric drive, basically.
Absolutely.
It drives like a battery electric vehicle, but instead of having those very heavy batteries, it has this fuel cell
system. Right. Yeah, it has the fuel cell stack and then just a small regenerative braking battery, just like you'd see in the Camry hybrid.
Yeah, yeah. Terrific, terrific stuff. Anything else you'd like to add about what's going on at Toyota for 2024 and 2025?
Well, I can't talk about unveiled future products.
You could, but you might suffer for it.
Gosh. Well, I would say that Toyota just has a really exciting vision about electrification, and we call it Beyond Zero. And that Beyond Zero topic is what I was talking about before, how there's four different types of electrification that Toyota is making available. And the reason why they're doing that is because they want to allow the customer to have a choice. We're not saying everyone must buy this type of vehicle. We're saying, no, guess what? There are so many different options for you to reduce your carbon emissions and still feel comfortable in the way you're doing that.
Right.
So I'm excited to see where Toyota goes with more electric vehicles, more hybrids, more plug-in hybrids. It's exciting.
It really is
an exciting time in the auto industry.
And I really endorse what Toyota is doing and letting people have choice. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Good. Thank you.
Well, Maggie Clark, thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
Jack.
Thanks for having a name that I can pronounce really well. It's good, too.
And that was Maggie Clark, one of Toyota's product experts. Our thanks to Maggie for being with us and telling us about the new Crown Signia and the Land Cruiser for 2025. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, those are pretty cool cars, I think, that are right in the Chris Teague ballpark, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Crown Signia. And as we talked about when I reviewed the Land Cruiser, I will never not love the Land Cruiser. So I'm going to listen to that one very excitedly.
Yeah, well, stay with us and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redd with you, and it's listener question time, and we'd love to get your listener questions. Send them to us at editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com if you have a question or even a comment for us. We'd love to hear it. Here's a question from Sharon in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She says this: my car is almost 8 years old, and I'm thinking of getting a new one. How do I know if it's better to repair my current car or just replace it?
Well, unlike the things that I do, which is trade in a car every 6 months and get a new, I'm joking, I don't do it that often. But unlike doing that, it's actually the best thing you can do is to keep a car that you have if you're trying to save money. I think nobody ever comes out on the financial upside buying a new car. Having said that, I mean, I think at 8 years old, if you're starting to have issues that are adding up, that are increasing in value, increasing in cost as you go along, you're going to hit a point where it's not worth to fix your car, worth it to fix your car anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if the car is serving you well, keep it. I mean, that's the best financial decision anyway. Certainly, we like the fact that people are buying new cars, and Chris is keeping the economy going. There's no doubt about that. At the same time, the Nered family is quite the opposite. We hang out of our cars for decades, which is
we cancel each other out.
Yeah, maybe crazy on the other end of it. So that's what we have going on here. But I don't know that we gave Sharon a definitive answer. But like you say, if the repair costs are piling up, maybe it's time to offload and get something new. Well, that kind of wraps up our show for this week. I would like to mention that as a Christmas gift, now it's a late Christmas gift for our listeners, I'm giving away copies of The GR Factor, my book on interpersonal relationships and management and all the things I've learned in my many decades on this planet. All you have to do to get one is send an email to editor@drivingtoday.com, editor@drivingtoday.com. Say, send me the book, and the good folks at E.M. Lancy will make sure you get a copy of that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio
station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And America on the Road is available in a lot of other places too, right, Chris?
It absolutely is. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the rest. You can also find us on YouTube. I believe Kick and Rumble as well, Jack. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And please subscribe to those channels. That would help us a lot. Pass it on. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star review if it's in your heart. We would love to have that from you. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. And most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. Happy New Year to you. This is our last show of this year. It's been a good one for us. We think next year will be even better. So it's all because of you listeners out there. We appreciate that. Please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.